looking to know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I outboxed that world-class black belt martial artist yesterday. What can I say, man? I told everybody that I'm the best, and I backed it up again, solidified it again. You know, the first ever fighter to win 219 consecutive bouts in boxing, in pro boxing, as you all know now, that the underground, the UBF are the real pros, not fake rec, not box rec. Therefore, such a great win. I mean, with that being said, here's the intro music. Box rec, hold this L, motherfucker. Hold this L. The end, when I was hitting him and then telling him I'm pound for pound number one. Right here.
You know what I'm saying? Well, that's right there. Another one.
I'm so fucking fast, so fast. I mean, like, now it's evident. It's just like it always was. I mean, now, and the guy that I beat was a world-class fighter, man. It's like, he wasn't just some good fighter or some average fighter or some pretty good. He was a world-class great fighter, man. That dude did not show up there to lose. That dude showed up there to win, and he lost to the best. Charlie Zelenoff, number one pound for pound. How do all you haters look now, you fucking idiots? All you, do you remember how much shit you talked when I was in training, when I was, you know, I wasn't even supposed to fight this month because of what I did in January, how many people I smashed in January. You know, I even had a fucking gorgeous girlfriend this month, and I was just literally taking time off. But then all of a sudden, you know, me and the girl, see, everything happens. Like a bad thing happens, but then a great thing happens, man. It's like me and the girlfriend broke up, but then look at me now. Boom, notched three wins in a week, man. And now I'm going to get a new girlfriend. It's just like, come on now. The point is this, man. All these people that, you know, you got these psychopath fucking retards like Mental Stanley, Troll TV, and you got this idiot Flagger, this fucking delusional Flagger, and you got all these haters that I got all these DMs running their mouth on Instagram on, you know, this clown fake belt, all these retards. What now? The way I boxed, the hand speed of that jab, you cannot deny it. You cannot. You know what I'm saying? You literally can't say shit about this fight. All my fights before this were legitimate victories. All of them. When I hit a motherfucker right away, he can't take the power. He quits. That's a technical knockout. It's TKO. This motherfucker was hard to hit, so he got outboxed. He got outboxed, left jab, like Zavala, like Derek the Giant, like, yeah, except he didn't land anything. It was like five punches to none. So what I'm saying is, you can't say shit about this fight. You cannot say that I beat up a random gym goer. He said out loud that he is a black belt martial artist, that he was in tournaments, that he was a wrestler. He said all that on video, man. I recorded everything. The guy who was recording recorded everything. You understand that? the jabs I hit him with, unparalleled hand speed, the technique, you know, the accuracy of those jabs, the speed of those jabs, out of this fucking world. I am the greatest. Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, what the fuck? They never hit with that kind of speed. I'm the greatest. That's why I always wear, what you think, I wear the shirts, the goat hats, the goat, what you think, I wear it because that's who I am. And then when I fight, I prove it. That's right. And you people that doubted me, you look fucking stupid now. You look extremely stupid. No, you look retarded. You look full-blown retarded. How about that? Bunch of fucking idiots, man. Sold me short. Told me for fight Hurricane Shane. Hurricane who? I beat a black belt martial artist that weighs 200 pounds? And yeah, that's it, man. No more selling short. No more blah, blah, blah. It's done. You people are done. And if you continue, guess what? I ain't going to pay attention. Notice I didn't make any videos like, yeah, of course, I can make videos and say, fuck the haters. Haters are going to hate. Haters are retarded. Box breaks delusional. Of course I'm going to do that. But I'm not going to make videos addressing mental Stanley and Troll TV. Those guys are retarded. They're going to talk shit no matter what. They're going to criticize no matter what. They're sadistic, sick people. They, like, their whole purpose in life is to get a rise out of me, is to get me angry, is to get me riled up. And once they do that, they're happy. They're sick. You see, let me tell you people something. Advice to fellow celebrities, advice to fellow athletes, and advice to human beings, normal human beings in general. Now, crazy trolls are going to try to sabotage your life because their life is already sabotaged. They will never admit it, but their life is completely sabotaged. And they're going to try to sabotage your life. And when they do, it will make them feel, well, I mean, not sad with it. They're going to try to make you feel like shit by telling you shit. And when they do that, they make themselves feel better. That's a fact, a scientific proven fact that anybody will tell you. You know, and another scientific fact, there's no boxer in the history of boxing that's as fast as me after what I showed in yesterday's victory. You people thought this was a game. You people thought that, you know, oh, assaults, people, assaults, there ain't no damn assaults. Another thing, you can't say he's a random gym goer. The guy's an obvious world-class fighter just by the way he fights. He didn't even have to say anything. But he did. He said, I said, black belt in what sport? He said, taekwondo. I asked if he'd been in competitions. He says, yes, I've been in tournaments. 6 years. Boom. Exposed. I beat a legit fucking fighter. And it was, and he knew it was a fight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for one, it lasted, you know, longer. And he knew, like, we were talking, you know, but he knew it was a fight. And that's it. You people are done. The whole trickery, the whole assault, exposed. And now I know what these fucks are going to say. Oh, so you outsparred the black belt guy, huh? Outsparred? No, I outboxed him in a boxing match. In sparring, they don't wear 8-ounce gloves. It was a fight. Welcome to the UBF, you fucking delusional fucking schizophrenic sick motherfuckers. I exposed all you fucking clowns, you fucking retards, all you fucking debtors, talk shit about me, blah, 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 blah. And when I went bam, bam, bam in that body, humble your bitches. How's that humble pie taste, huh? How's that humble pie? Your bitch has been eating it for 2 days now. You're going to eat it for some more, man. Fucking clowns. Retards. Vince called this fucking retard, made a video running his mouth for like 8 minutes. What now, faggot? I dare you to make a fucking video of 8 minutes talking about this fight right here and the Army Ranger, the fight that you still have not talked about. My last two recorded fights. Make a video, talk about it, bitch. And what about this clown, Kelly Pavlik? What does he have to say now? Does he still want me to go on his podcast? Hey, I'll happily do so. He just has to do something. He has to put on the gloves, go to the gym, and meet me. And after I knock him out, then I'll go on his podcast. When his jaw is completely wired, when he's in the gurney, then I'll go on his fucking podcast. I'll even host that shit while he's in the hospital. How about that? Yeah. So, There you go. Charlie Valenoff, number one, pound for pound. The best boxer in the game, the best fighter in the game, best always have been. I mean, for the past 8 years, I've been irrefutably pound for pound the greatest of all time. But now it's just like to the point where, like, you can't deny it. And if you deny it, something is medically and mentally wrong with you. You can't deny that kind of hand speed. You know what I'm saying? You cannot. It's on video, man. Faster than Roy Jones Jr., a lot faster. Faster than Tyson, faster than Ali. Triple G, Gennady Golovkin is slow. He's not to be mentioned in the same sentence as me. I would fucking murder Triple G. The guy that I beat was a heavyweight. Heavyweight. Anthony Thompson, Leo Leo. I beat their ass. They're great fighters. But guess what? The fighter I beat yesterday, he was even better than them. I mean, that's why it's fine. Wow, that's... Him and Thompson would be one hell of a fight. But you know what? I think the black belt guy beats him. Thompson was hard to hit, too. But I hit him in the beginning, man. I took off on him, man. Yeah, I hit him a lot. This guy, I couldn't land a headshot on him in the beginning. But then I finally started hitting him with the jab. And then, you know, I broke him down with those jabs to the body. And I beat him on points. And like I said, I had to dig deep to win that fight, you know, because... You know, yeah, the punch stats were like 4-0, 5-0, and, you know, it wasn't quick. He didn't even hit me. He swung at me, too. I seen the whole thing, man. I seen everything, man. I seen it over and over. And yeah, there's absolutely no controversy. I mean, nobody's denying the victory. You know, you can't. I mean, I didn't even get hit. I mean, he saw he threw out my glove. He hit the glove, and then I hit him. And every video, I'm beating his ass. Out of all the videos I posted. And then I even hit him bare knuckle, you know, also. So if you count that, then that's 6 points to zero. So it all counts. But, you know, a lot of you tars like to say, oh, well, whatever we've seen on video, hey, listen, man, if the champ says it happened. Okay, the fight, the boxing match is 5 punches to zero. But I want to count everything as one win. What's next for the GOAT? Listen, I don't know. I just beat two people. The fight before him, I one-shotted, brutally one-shotted, a 164-pound super middleweight boxer with 2 wins and 2 losses in the amateurs. And his homeboys are talking shit and all that. Yeah, I hit him one time. He quit, and then I beat this guy. So two people in one day. Last month, I beat 4 people in one day. Three wins in a week. Who fights 3 times a week, 2 times a day? I just don't see. Besides me, who does that? I don't see any other fighter doing it. I mean, I don't see all this. Obviously, no boxer in today's world does it besides me. But what Bruce Lee? This guy beat recently. This guy would kill Bruce Lee in the so-called prime. Again, this guy right here has more fights than Bruce Lee ever had recorded in his lifetime, and he just got the black belt. I don't even get his name. Now I'm just going to, you know, he's number 2 pound for pound after me. So I'm going to have to list him opponent number 219 black belt martial artist because I don't know his name. But who cares what his name is? Great fighter, put up a good effort, and got his ass beat by the greatest of all time. Long story short. And, I mean, it's just what a year has been. And I'm just saying, man, like these people talk so much shit about, like, when I went to go see Kim Kardashian and, you know, all this blah, 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 calling restaurants, calling, trying to sabotage, saying, I mean, what these people have done, it's just, they're sick, you know, like, I mean, hey, listen, man, it's like, you don't like a certain athlete, then don't watch his fights or, you know, but calling restaurants, getting involved in my private life. Like when I was married, they would contact my wife. My wife didn't give a fuck. My ex-wife knew that these guys are mentally ill. My ex-wife knew that they're retarded. You know, even the last girlfriend, you know, like, it doesn't matter what she said. I mean, like I said, on impulse, all couples talk shit about each other. But what was she doing at my house late at night? I posted the Instagram photos like at 9:30, 10 o'clock. What was she doing at night in my house, sleeping over in my house? What? playing chess and Monopoly with me. No, she was fucking me, man. I was fucking beating that pussy up, man. Common sense, use your fucking brains if you have any, man. Yeah. So, the thing is this, it's like all that mouth that these people did, blah, blah, this troll TV retard, this mental Stanley retard, all that blah, blah, blah they did, Vince Call. What now? I exposed all of you in a masterclass, the masterclass of all masterclasses, better than when I beat Derek the Giant, better than when I beat Jill the Wall. Listen, man, beating Jill and Derek, you know, and Lee were great wins, man, but this is just, like I said, I'm in my prime now, and this year, I'm even better, and I topped all those wins with this one. Like, Derek may hit, I don't know, I mean, this guy couldn't hit me, so I don't know, I can't really rate his power. He threw at my glove. I mean, I could tell he has some power, but he's, I mean, he's a heavyweight, but it's mostly his reflexes. Yeah, he would outbox Derek. Derek wouldn't be able to touch him. That's the thing. Deontay Wilder with his windmills, are you kidding me? This ain't no garbage Bermain Stiverne. This ain't no Luis Ortiz. This fighter I beat, what I accomplished yesterday, Deontay Wilder, not only will he not amount on March, his fake fight, March 3rd, he won't amount to what I did yesterday in his entire life. He will never beat a black belt that skilled in his life. He would get knocked out. This guy would let Wilder throw 10, 15 swings. Wilder would miss all of them, tire the fuck out, and this is it. Well, he would have Wilder out, knocked out cold, unconscious. Yep. Deontay Wilder, I beat an opponent better than Deontay Wilder. And you motherfuckers feel stupid about it. So fuck the Wilder rematch. I already knocked him out. He never wants to fight again. There's no point to call him or any of that. I beat better opponents. I beat Anthony Thompson, Lee Wilder. Okay, but this guy's irrefutably better than Wilder. Thompson, Lee, Wilder, it's arguable who would win between all of them. But I think Thompson and Lee. But this guy, this black belt guy that I beat yesterday, oh, come on. If I had trouble hitting him, believe me, Wilder would not hit him at all. Period. He wouldn't even graze him. This guy's way too fast. This motherfucker that I beat yesterday, he trains to not get hit. And I still hit him because I'm the greatest of all time. That left jab was just, you know, that was the X factor in the fight. And now I'm 219-0.